With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. It turns out your exfoliating scrub could be polluting Lake Michigan. Late last month, Michigan legislators introduced a Senate bill that would ban microbeads, those tiny plastic particles found in face wash, toothpaste, and other personal care products. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel has more.
Melissa Duhame is a research scientist in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at the University of Michigan. She and her team spent several weeks last summer on a research boat in the Great Lakes, skimming for microplastics, which means any plastic smaller than 5 millimeters.
What really hit home for us was every time we pulled that net into the boat, that we found plastic in every single sample.
Duhame says so far, the data suggests that the Great Lakes have the highest concentration of microplastics in the world. Because these tiny particles float in water, they can easily be mistaken for fish food. And according to U of M scientists, even small amounts of plastic have been shown to stunt growth and reproduction in aquatic life. What's more worrisome is what microplastics carry: bacteria and persistent bioaccumulative toxins, or PBTs. PBTs are old leftover pollutants that become more toxic as they move up the food chain. Duhame says usually these pollutants attach themselves to sediment at the bottom of the lake.
So that the only organisms that are potentially exposed are those that live in the benthic communities down in the sediment. The thing about the plastics, however, is that they're attracting these pollutants, but they don't sink. So they're holding onto them and keeping them up in the surface waters, in the water columns. And so that's why they pose a relatively new type of exposure threat.
Duhame says right now, it doesn't seem as if the fish are eating enough microplastics to cause concern. But there's just too much we don't know.
The question for all of us Great Lakes inhabitants, to scientists and policymakers alike, is whether we should wait the years it might take to obtain the results, or whether we should just move forward already and ban these additives.
And the new Michigan Senate bill aims to do just that. State Senate Bill 158 would ban the sale of microbeads. State Senator Steve Beda is sponsoring the bill. While some manufacturers have pledged to stop putting microbeads in their products, like Colgate-Palmolive and Procter & Gamble, Beda says more action is needed to protect the Great Lakes, and this seems like a simple fix.
Particularly for something that doesn't need to be there. I mean, for example, for the microbeads, there are a lot of natural alternatives that will break down, like crushed apricot shells, cocoa beans, oatmeal, sea salt. These things are often added as a microbead type of substitute in products. They work just the same, but the advantage of those is they're biodegradable, and they're natural materials. They're not synthetic materials that are entering the food chain and getting into bodies of living organisms, including people.
This is the bill's second attempt, after failing in the last state legislative session. But Beda says this round, lawmakers have more time to act, and manufacturers have more time to adjust. If approved, the law wouldn't take effect until 2019. Last week, Michigan Congressman Fred Upton reintroduced a microbead bill at the federal level, and other Great Lakes states like Wisconsin and Minnesota are also thinking about bans. Illinois and Indiana have already banned microbeads. But unlike the Michigan bill, the Illinois and Indiana laws allow the sale of products with so-called biodegradable plastics. Duhame says that's a big mistake.
We rarely have a good handle on what they're breaking down into, and a lot of times those products could be even more harmful than the initial microbeads.
But even if all the Great Lakes states ban microbeads in personal care products, Duhame says we'll still have a long way to go to keep the lake safe from plastic pollutants. Microbeads are only a small portion of all the microplastics her team is finding in the lakes.
What they're finding in these fish stomachs are actually ingested fibers and filaments. And we're hypothesizing that these are most likely coming from plastics in our clothing, especially fleece, as well as nylon and polyester. If you start looking at the tags of the things in your closet, you'll recognize that, my guess, close to 90% of the clothing we all wear contains some bits of plastic.
The Michigan microbead ban, State Senate Bill 158, awaits a decision by the State Senate's Government Operations Committee. To track this bill, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.